From the corner of his eye, Roon saw the scythe blade swing down. As he watched, horrified, it cut into Hwala's calf. Everything happened at once. Hwala yelled, Skull turned, puzzled by the sound, and Skin's mouth dropped open as he realized what he'd done. Then came the blood. Father! Skull cried, catching Hwala as he stumbled. Skin's scythe dropped to the ground. Roon rushed forward to kneel beside his foster father. From between clenched teeth, Hwala grunted, Get armor! Almost before the words had been uttered, Roon was running, racing toward the farmhouse and the hut beyond it that he shared with Amma. Gods, let her be there, he prayed, his arms pumping as he skirted a boulder and pelted through the home field, not taking the time to go around it. Lady of the Vanir, I beg of you, he whispered as he burst through the hay. He skidded to a stop, but not fast enough to keep him from colliding with Amma. Sorry, he said, panting as he steadied her. Waller's hurt. I know. Where is he? In his 16 winters, Roon had learned not to question how Amma knew the things she did. The West Field, he said. She picked up the basket he'd knocked from her hand. I'll need water. Roon nodded and took off for the hut. When he caught up with her again, she was only halfway there. He took her basket in one hand, her arm in the other. The image of the blade hitting Hwala's leg, the blood welling around the wound, made him want to pull her into a run, but she was already moving as quickly as her age would allow. How had it happened? They had come to the end of one row when Hwala had turned. Had he walked directly into the path of his son's blade? How had Skin not seen him? After what seemed an eternity, they reached the edge of the field. Across the stubble and the shocks of grain, Roon could see the curve of Skull's shoulders as he bent over his father, who lay on the ground, fallen stalks of grain around him. Skin stood a little distance away, his face grey, the fist of his shorter arm beating into the open hand of his longer one, over and over again, as if he wasn't aware he was doing so. Roon helped Amma to sit on the ground beside Hwala. She shooed Skull back and reached out to probe the wound with her fingers. Water, she said, and Roon crouched beside her, handing her the water skin. Get away from him. I'll do it. Skull's voice was as icy as his eyes. Roon opened his mouth, then closed it and handed his foster brother the water. It sloshed and gurgled inside the leather bag. Skull gave him a look that made his meaning clear. Roon rose and backed away. I need goatwort, Amma said, and Skull rifled uncertainly through the basket until she snapped, Give me the whole thing. With one hand on Hwala's leg, she reached for a leather pouch and opened it with her teeth. Roon clenched his fist. He would have had the bag of goatwort open by now and the leaves crushed between his fingers. Instead, Amma had to do it all herself, taking precious time. He turned his head so he didn't have to see the pain etched into Hwala's face. Finally, as she finished tying a bandage tightly around the wound, Amma spoke to Hwala for the first time. If it doesn't fester, you won't die. He nodded wordlessly. How will we know if it festers? Skull asked. You'll know. She gathered her pouches and jars and placed them back in her basket. You two, she gestured towards Skin and Skull. Take your father home. Don't let him put any weight on it. Then she turned back to Hwala. Bed for a few days at least. I'll come in the morning. Skin and Skull helped their father stand. Roon winced when Hwala grimaced. The wound must hurt like elf shot. Had the blade cut through the muscle? No weight, Amma said, and the three started for the farm, Hwala hopping on one foot while Skin supported him on one side, Skull on the other, their blonde heads leaning close together. Roon looked around him. The sun was already disappearing in the distant ash trees. He collected the abandoned tools, wiping the offending scythe on clean oat straw, but the blood was already dry. Tomorrow, Skin would have to use it. He must already feel terrible, Roon thought, and seeing the blood again would make him feel worse. He kicked loose soil over the places where Hwala had bled on the earth and straw, then followed after the others. Once they were home, Amma disappeared inside the hut while Roon ladled water from the rain barrel onto the scythe. He scraped at the blood and poured more water over it. Finally satisfied, he took it down the path and back to the stable beside the farmhouse, wiping it on his tunic to make sure it was dry. The last thing they needed was a rusty blade.